Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. I'm Frankie Boyer. And, you know, we have this morning one of our new affiliates from Portland, Oregon. And I am so excited. I am very excited about this connection because I'm a big fan of Portland and the people that I've always met, although I've never been there. And it's on my list. One day I will absolutely make it to Portland, but we want to give a warm welcome to our station right there. And it's, I guess it's in Portland, and it's also in the Portland area and a little bit further up, I believe it is. And we're so excited, though, to be here at KBNP Radio. So good morning, KBNP, and we welcome, for those of you that are new to the show, we are so fortunate to have a woman who has been helping people for a long time that are in a bit of a tax problem situation. Not only is she a tax attorney, but she's also a CPA, so she has both sides to this story. Very few that are CPA attorneys in this country, and she's one of them. And she has so much experience. She's heard it all. She's been doing this for decades, and it's always so nice to have our tutorials with Pat Gentile with us. And Pat, welcome. It's always a pleasure. Welcome back.
Oh, my pleasure, Frankie. Thank you. Yes, I look. Oh, and congratulations. Welcome to your new listeners in Portland, Oregon. Is that what I heard?
Yes, it is KBNP Radio. We're giving a big shout out to them and Keith Lyons, who's the managing partner there. Okay, so the big story, which you have for us today. This is kind of an interesting story. The IRS is increasing its visits to high-income taxpayers. Explain, please.
Yeah. They actually did a news release on February 19th stating that as a part of their larger effort, they have a effort that they released a few weeks ago, early February, about increasing their focus on taxpayers who have not filed tax returns. As a part of this larger effort, they're going to step up efforts to visit, actually show up at your door, high-income taxpayers who have failed to file one or more of their tax returns as of right up to last year, 2018, because right now we're currently in the 2019 tax return filing season, so that's not an issue. If you haven't filed 2018 or any year or years prior, they're looking at everybody. However, what this news release stated from the IRS is that they want to step up efforts to visit the high-income taxpayers, and generally, those are taxpayers who received income in excess of $100,000 during a tax year that they haven't filed a return. And what I want to say about that, Frankie, is we're not just talking wages. I don't want any of your listeners who say, hey, I don't make a wage, an annual wage, you know, over $100,000. You know, you could hit a year, a tax year, that for some reason, such as having to take a 401k distribution for necessary living expenses because you lost your job or there was an economic downturn in the type of work you were doing, and that just caused a dramatic decrease in your income, and you have to quickly go to some kind of other type of income resource to actually survive. And that one tax year alone could put you over $100,000 on a tax return. And then you look at that. I mean, I'm speaking from experience in terms of representing taxpayers who this has happened to over and over again. Where now they look at this and they go, oh, my God, I didn't know I had to pay tax on it. I even do my own return every year, and I don't know. I didn't know what I should pay in. Some people even think that they don't even know if they're any of this income, other than their wages, form W-2, was taxable or not. Then all of a sudden they prepare the return, or they go to H&R Block and have their returns prepared, or they even go to a CPA or an enrolled agent and have their returns prepared, and they've got this huge balance due, and they go, I can't pay this. I don't have this money.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so, then they don't file.
Right,
which is the worst
exactly.
thing you could do. Yeah, yeah.
And it's not, and I just want to say that this is not a moral issue. And there's no judging here. And one of the things that Pat is so great at is that she works with people that, you know, there are so many different situations and circumstances. And, you know, we're all being put at any given time. We could all be put in that position, Pat. This is just people
absolutely.
That, you know. Yeah. So you deal with the individual and you deal with the empathy. And you also say, how many times have you said it on the show? You do not want the IRS to come to your place of business or your home, and tell us why.
Absolutely. And thank you so much
tell us
for,
why.
You know, reiterating that my philosophy in meeting with any or speaking with or meeting with any taxpayers in trouble is I have a no judgment zone. That's my listening is that way, you know, and most people actually. I can't recall too many taxpayers that haven't spoken with me or come to meet with me with their problems are not sitting there in front of me or speaking with me on the phone, beating themselves up with shame and embarrassment and fear. Oh my God, the fear is huge, and this is why you definitely do not want an IRS revenue officer to come to the door. I mean, probably just anybody listening to this going, oh my God, I haven't filed, I have a non-filed return or returns out there. Oh my God, I can't have them come to my door. And let me just say, a revenue officer is trained by the IRS's civil enforcement to resolve these compliance issues such as missing returns or taxes that you owe. The IRS will tell you that, you know, they come to the door and they'll conduct an interview and they'll share information and work with you to hopefully resolve your tax issue, or they'll send you a notice and say, come to our office. But this is about them stepping up their visit efforts. And I'm sorry. They even say, the IRS will say, of course, that they're trained not to intimidate or a taxpayer or threaten them. And I'm sorry, but that exists. That definitely exists. And it's unfortunate, but they have a broad level of authority. And even though they're trained a certain way, you just never know what the personality is that's going to show up at the door. So you don't want them to show up at the door. If they do, they have to identify themselves so that you know it's them, because most of the revenue officer visits are going to be unannounced. And I do want to say that,
I'm going to let you say that. I'm going to let you say that after we come back from a break, but give everybody, you've got a new website coming very soon, but give out the website and all the information of how people can reach you.
Well, my current website is GentileCPALaw.com. My new website, almost coming to launch now shortly, is NewEnglandTaxRelief.com. You can reach me on my 1-800 number, 880-8388.
We'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, BizTalk Radio. Stay tuned.